رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مثل القائم في حدود الله والواقع فيها كمثل قوم استهموا على سفينة فصار بعضهم أعلاها وبعضهم أسفلها وكان الذي في أسفلها إذا استقوا من الماء مروا على من فوقهم فقالوا لو أنا خرقنا في نصيبنا خرقا ولم نؤذي من فوقنا فإن تركوهم وما أرادوا هلكوا جميعا وإن أخذوا على أيديهم نجوا ونجوا جميعا رواه البخاري. حضرت نعمان ابن بشیر رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example, the similitude of the one who upholds the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the one who transgresses them is like that of a group of people who board a ship after casting lots. The reason why they casted lots was to decide that who gets to go in the upper deck and who gets to go in the lower deck. So in Shariat, we allow to cast lots in things that people have equal rights. If we all have equal rights, for example, seven of us have bought a share in an animal for qurbani, now each one has an equal right to slaughter that animal, but we know only one person can slaughter. So now how can we decide who will slaughter that animal? So now it's permissible to cast a lot, in other words, put everyone's name in a hat, for example, in a piece of paper, put it in a hat, and whoever's name comes out, we're happy that that person gets to slaughter the animal. Or if it is something that has equal rights, and which one is going to take which portion, for example, it's exactly this block of flats, and we all, seven of us invested, or eight of us invested our monies, and each flat has the same amount of bedrooms, is the same size, is equal in value. Now who's going to take which flat in that complex? Here again we can cast lots, so long as it's equal in value, there's no harm in it. So here now who's going to get the upper deck and who's going to take the lower deck? These people had casted lots. And who gets to go to the top and who gets to go to the bottom? So this is what the hadith is speaking about. That the example of one who upholds the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one who transgresses them is like that of a group of people who board a ship after casting lots. Some of them go to the upper deck and others to the lower deck. When those on the lower deck need to obtain water, they have to pass those on the upper deck. So they think to themselves, if we make a hole in the lower deck, we will not disturb those above us. So their niyat was good. First thing we learn from this hadith is the niyat of these people was good. That they thinking to themselves that every time we need water, we have to go and pass the people on the top, on the upper deck. From there now we go and we get our water, whatever water we need. Let's save them the trouble of weighing and passing them. What we'll do is we'll directly make a hole from the bottom level of the ship so we can get water directly. We don't have to go to the top and now put our water containers and take the water now from the ocean and bring it and use. Why must we cause these people so much of trouble? Their niyat was right, but their tariqah, their method was not right. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us such a beautiful example. So, you can't doubt the niyat of these people. The niyat was good, that they wanted to save the people on the upper deck the trouble. So they thought to themselves, if you make a hole in the lower deck, we will not disturb those above us. If those on the upper deck allow them to do so, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that if those on the upper deck, they allow them to do so, then what will happen is, halaku jami'a, they all will be destroyed. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِنْ أَخَذُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ نَجَوْ وَنَجَوْ جَمِيعًا. If the people on the upper deck, if now they stop these people, then what will happen is they all will be saved. All of them will be saved. In other words, they made an effort to stop these people from doing something that was wrong, something that was foolish. They made that effort, everyone gets saved. The next thing we learn from this hadith is that when a person is committing sin, when people are committing sin, when people are transgressing, then it affects everyone. That it affects even the pious amongst them, because the pious amongst them haven't done any effort to stop them. Like how the people on the upper deck, they haven't done anything wrong. But if they don't make an effort to stop the people on the lower deck, everyone in that ship will sink. So Nabi alayhi salat in such a beautiful way is explaining to us that we have to make an effort to stop the wrong of the wrong, of those that are doing wrong. Otherwise, we will also suffer the consequences. Allah Ta'ala save us. No one is free from sin. No one can consider himself above sin. But everyone has to make some effort to see that that wrong and that evil is taking place, that he's making some effort to stop that. Sometimes you find people, unknowingly they make this statement that we can't be judgmental. We can't judge the next person, so we just have to leave him and let him do what he's doing. Now imagine if the people on the upper deck, they applied this policy or this philosophy that we are not allowed to be judgmental. Why must we be judgmental? Let's just leave the people on the bottom. Their niyat is good, their hearts are good, so Allah Ta'ala will judge them on their hearts. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that halaku jami'a, everyone would have been destroyed. So therefore, there is nothing wrong, actually something that is good, something that is necessary, that those that know, those that are in a position, those that Allah Ta'ala have endowed with the correct knowledge, that they should ensure that wrong is not taking place in the society. They should all the time have their finger on the pulse. They should be aware of what is happening and all the time continuously be advising, continuously be speaking to people, continuously being continuously empowering and enlightening people on what is the correct thing to do. Otherwise, everyone in that whole society will suffer. So therefore, we realize from this hadith that this is such an important aspect of and part of our deen. Therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this under this chapter on Babul fil Amri bil Ma'rufi wal Nahi anil Munkar. That this is one important aspect of our deen that we can't leave it out. It is foolish for a person to think that I should just only look at myself and don't worry about the gunas that are taking place around him, because this gunas around him has the potential of sinking him together with everyone else. May Allah Ta'ala give us the correct understanding of deen. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to understand deen in its proper perspective. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to appreciate the efforts of those that are trying to correct the evil that is taking place around us. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.